I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Lord, because you are my God, Father. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, there is none like you, Father. None like you, Father. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, Father. Jesus, you are the perfect peace. I love and worship you, Father. We love, Father, because you first loved us, Lord. I praise you this morning, Father. I reverence you, Father. I lift up your holy name, Father. Jesus, you're so worthy, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Blessed be your holy name, Lord, forever and ever, Father. Jesus, all the glory, Father. All the glory, Lord. You're so faithful and so kind, Lord. You're so true, Jesus. There is none like you, Father.
We love to worship.
Hallelujah,
you.
Father.
We adore you.
We praise you,
Jesus.
Lord. We You're praise you, Jesus. We give you the
We're
honor
so
and the glory, Father.
For your love, Father.
We fall down and worship you, Jesus.
We're so grateful.
We fall down and just kiss your feet, Father.
Thank you for
Hallelujah,
your great love, Lord.
Hallelujah, Father.
You gave
we
your
praise
only son,
you
Father,
this morning, Father.
That we could have eternal life.
We praise you,
life
Father.
More abundantly, God.
You are sufficient, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your blood is enough, Father.
You came that we would have joy,
your blood
and our joy
is enough,
would be
Father.
Made full, God.
I love you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You
Hallelujah,
are peace,
Father.
God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We're so
we praise
good.
And magnify you, Lord.
You're our strength,
Lord.
And our
there's
shield,
none like
Lord
you, Father.
Jesus. You're our
praise
rock and our
you,
refuge.
Father. I love you, Father.
We
I love
run
you,
into
Lord.
You,
I love
God.
You, Jesus.
Our eyes
bless your
you.
Holy name, Father.
You're the joy
Jesus.
Of our heart, God.
Jesus.
The delight of our
no
soul.
No other name but Jesus. Praise you,
Jesus.
Father. Hallelujah, Father. King of kings
Jesus.
And Lord of lords.
We adore
Alpha and
you,
Omega,
Lord,
Lord.
God.
I love you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you for your presence, God.
I worship you, Father.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit.
Your kingdom come, Father.
Have your
and
way,
And your
Father.
Will be done, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Not ours, but yours, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We yield
Praise
to
Praise you,
God.
Father. We yield to that spirit, Father.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Your great name, Father.
Jesus.
I love you, Father. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord.
Our lover and our
Jesus.
Friend. Our Savior.
I want to lay
God.
Right in your bosom, Father.
We
Listen to your
Jesus.
Heartbeat, Father. Praise, magnify you, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. I love
we
you, Lord.
We draw near to you, God. Draw so near to
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, Lord.
Now, things cannot be that bad in life, my friends.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me.
Lord.
Listen carefully. Have ears to hear.
Jesus.
Open up your heart. Things cannot. They cannot be that bad in life. I know Pastor Bronk's not here, but there's no reason in the world that the anointing cannot be ushered in.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Things cannot be Jesus. That bad in life.
Hallelujah.
I'll know and Pastor will know when this church is reaching maturity is when we can worship God regardless of the report.
Amen.
It's the easiest thing in the world to not give God thanks when you don't feel like it. I've learned over these last few months that his word is settled, it's final, and it's pure than the purest of gold.
Amen.
It's real easy. Listen to me. Please don't rebel at me. Don't get mad. It's real easy. It is easy to worship God when the doctor gives you a great report or when you get a nice 15% raise at work or when you get a $20,000, $25,000, $30,000, $2,000 bonus. It's real easy to give God glory. It's real easy to give him glory. I'm going to ask you to look inside your heart today. To look inside your heart. The motives of your heart. To judge yourself like never before. What do I want out of this Christian walk? What do I want? I've talked to my kids about worship. You know what? I can't serve God for my kids. I can't force my kids to worship. I go on with or without them. And I'm going to go on with or without you. But you don't have to be left behind because emotions are dictating to you what you can and what you cannot do. Believe it, my friends, it's an emotion.
That's right.
There's a little devil on your shoulder whispering to you, whispering, telling you what you can and what you cannot do. You know how awesome the Father is? You know, there's so many things that we have to give him praise for that we can't even think about them sometimes. I've learned these last months, after report, and not good ones. God's word is still settled in heaven.
Amen.
If we can't live off God's word, then we have no reason to live.
That's right.
If we can't wine and dine the King in a spiritual manner, then life has no meaning to me. I'd rather die and go home. I would rather die today and go home if I can't live this life completely sold out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I would rather die today, just go home and go to sleep and never wake up again if I can't give it my all into the kingdom. I mean that with all my heart. If I can't experience the fullest, if I can't experience what John felt in the bosom of Christ, I don't want to live. I don't care what's happened to me. It's not the Father's fault.
Amen.
It's never the Father's fault.
Amen.
There is no sickness in the kingdom of my Father. There's no sugar diabetes or high blood pressure in the kingdom of my Father. There's no blind eyes in the kingdom
That's
of
right.
my Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
So how could I not get excited about a kingdom that has no blemishes?
Hallelujah.
About a kingdom that restores and
Lord,
gives us back all that we've allowed Satan to take from us. I'm not mad at anybody. I've never felt so anointed in my life. Regardless of what I've gone through, I've never felt so hungry in my life to serve Jesus. I've never felt so excited. And I'm telling you, you don't have to stay right there where you're at in your life with God. David said, the Lord liveth. Blessed be my rock. He said, the God is alive. He's alive. I'm going to ask you to check your heart this morning. Is church another, just is it a routine? Do I go so people could say that I'm going, or do I go to experience
Hallelujah.
The King of
yes.
Kings
Hallelujah.
And the Lord of Lords?
Hallelujah.
I refuse to be the same next week like I am today. And I refuse to be the same the week after that like I am next week. I refuse. I expect for the Holy Ghost to take me from glory to glory. I expect for me to die just a little bit more
yes.
by the time next Sunday gets here. And more and more.
Yes.
And more and more. And more and more. I expect to get up
Lord
in the morning
Lord,
and to spend time with the King of Kings
Jesus.
And the Lord of Lords and to make an absolute difference while I live in this lifetime. I refuse, listen to me, I refuse to be the same. I refuse to be an ordinary, everyday, inconsistent believer. If that's the case, I would rather die and go home. I'd rather die and go home. This Pastor Bronk, this is a training center. This church is, I wish I could say this in a different manner, it's not going to be for everybody. But we're taught here to die to ourselves.
Yes.
We're taught here to pass back meals. We're taught here to live out our life in the fullness in Jesus Christ. I told God the Father the other day, when I go home, I'm going to go home a martyr, or I'm going to go home asleep, or at Chick-fil-A, one of the two. But check the motives of your heart, man. We're called to be peculiar people, different. Not stagnant.
Hallelujah.
Not being beat up by the everyday activity. Not being consumed by the world. You know what lives inside of you, man? The Spirit of the living God lives inside of you. Listen to me. The Spirit of the living God lives inside of you. The Spirit of God, man, lives inside of you. You have been born again. You have been born again.
Hallelujah.
Listen to these words. Just close your eyes with me. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. The very essence of God. The very essence of God. God Almighty lives inside of you. The Spirit of God lives inside of you. You've been made joint heirs with Christ. Heirs of the kingdom with no blemish. I choose, my friends, to entertain this King. I will not be the same. Before I go home, I will make a difference. I will not be a man that has a ministry full of himself. I was asked to preach today. I'm not going to preach for a while on Sunday nights because I got a lot of purging to do. I don't want to be an ordinary preacher that has a ministry that's so full of himself. We've got to be full of God. So full and overflowing of the presence of the Holy Spirit. So I'm asking you this morning, the words that Smith Wigglesworth uttered, he often started out in the flesh, but ended up in the Spirit. I'm going to ask you today, check the motives of your heart. Aren't you tired of being beat up spiritually, physically, financially? Aren't you tired of your emotions going against you? Today, let it be a new day, man. Let it be a new day, the beginning of a revived heart and soul in Christ. We're Christians. We're peculiar people. Twist your emotions. Don't let your emotions be your daddy, man. Twist them for the betterment of the kingdom. I don't know about you this morning. And I'm going to go on because I'm feeling the Holy Spirit come upon me. I'm going to go on doing what I know what to do, doing what I do in the hours of every day. I'm going to entertain and bless my God. Amen. And when I feel Him empower me, when I feel His anointing come upon me, I'm going to come forward and minister the word. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to check your heart. Hallelujah. Check your walk. Check the motive of your heart. Are you giving Christ Jesus your all? Or are we just going through the motions in this lifetime? I love you so much, and I just want to see you come out of that gutter, man. A heart of loving God is loving people. Paul often made a reference to people in his follow-up letters. Beloved, he said. Beloved. Don't be the same. Don't be the same. Don't be the same. Don't leave here this morning the same way that you came in. I'm not. I'm going to touch just a little bit more of Him this morning than what I had this morning when I walked in. I will not sit there again another Sunday going through the motions. Not with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God living inside of me. I will not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible says if we live in the Spirit, we must also walk in the Spirit. We're free.
Amen.
We are free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are free.
Thank
by
you,
the
Jesus.
Blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. I'm going to express my freedom this morning.
Yes.
I'm going to express my freedom this morning.
Thank you,
How are you feeling, Pastor? Well, it doesn't matter how I feel. God's word is settled in heaven.
Amen.
Come with me on this journey, my friends.
Hallelujah.
Let's celebrate the goodness of our God. Let's celebrate his might, his power, his love, his virtue. Let's experience him on purpose. Let's experience God on purpose. Just because we have that free right. There's people that are martyred year in and year out because they can't express their love to God, because they can't have a Bible in their house because of where they live in communist countries. That's not the case here, my friends. That is not the case here. So come with me on this journey. Marty's going to play a song, and if you want to come up as a family, that we are a family, let's come up and express our love and gratitude towards the King. I can't make you, and I'll never try to make you, but I can try to help you and exhort you to come out of that comfort zone that you're in.
Amen.
So, Mr. Marty, play that for us. Let's just Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Praise and worship leaders, Hallelujah. Lead us into his presence. Lead us.
Hallelujah.
Lead
you
us.
Know, something that Homer said,
Hallelujah. Is,
well, everything he said was so true. But when you're, you know, like sometimes you have to start in the flesh
yes,
and end
ma'am.
Up in the spirit. And, you know, our bodies are the temple of the Lord. And sometimes
Blessed
one way to change
Lord.
Our emotions is to change our physical
yes,
body, to lift our hands, to sing
yes,
out
ma'am.
And open our mouth. So sometimes if you change
Blessed
your body, which
Lord.
Is the temple of the Lord, and
it's
do something different than just stand there, it helps
Blessed
get your emotions on board.
Hallelujah.
And I was reminded by the Holy Spirit
Blessed
of a scripture where, you know, princes are on horses.
Blessed be the Lord.
And really, our body
Worship
is the
Jesus.
Horse. You know, and our spirit man
Blessed
needs
be the
to
name
be
of
up
the Lord.
On that horse in control.
Worship you, Jesus.
And the prince, the soul, is walking alongside.
Blessed be the name
but
of the Lord.
But let's take dominion. Let's let our spirit
Blessed
man
be the name
override
of the Lord.
Our soul and our emotions. Let's do something
Blessed
with
be
our
the
body
name of the Lord
and just press into God.
Worship
so what?
You,
we start
Jesus.
Out in the flesh. Big deal. We're going to end up in the spirit.
Blessed
so I invite
be the Lord.
You to just come forward, do something different.
Blessed
open your
be
mouth,
the name of the Lord.
And let's worship him because he's so worthy.
Yes, ma'am.
He's
Blessed
done
be
so
the name of the Lord.
Us.
Hallelujah.
He loves us so
Blessed
much.
Blessed be the name of the
Father,
Lord.
Father, we thank you so
we
much.
Worship you,
You've
Jesus.
You've done so much for us.
Blessed be the name
are,
of the Lord.
Jesus.
Worship
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Worship you, Jesus.
You were the Lord.
Go ahead, Marty. Worship you, Lord. Bless you, O God.
Jesus. You're so
bless
worthy,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We bless you, Jesus. We give you praise and adoration this morning, Father. We give you praise and adoration this morning just because we can. Just because we can, Almighty God. Just because we can. We will learn one thing, Father, and that's to always praise you. In adversity, out of adversity, in trial, in tribulation, we will learn how to worship you. We will learn how to bless your holy name. We will learn. The joy of our heart will be to worship you, my King. Even when we don't feel like it. That will be the joy of our heart, my Lord, is to offer you praise regardless of the situation. Why? Because we can. Why? Because you're more than our God. You are our Father. And we are your children. And we will learn, Father. We will learn to offer you praise, Daddy. Regardless. Regardless of what's at hand. Regardless of what surrounds us. Regardless of what report is offered to me or to you or to the saints. We will learn. The desire of our heart will be to to offer you praise. When Pastor Brock comes back from here on out, we're not going to have to wait anymore. We're going to expect us to come forward and worship you. That will be our heart's cry, Lord. We won't wait, Father, for the worship to start so that we can stand collectively together as a family and to offer up a celebration of who you are, O God. Our time is now, saints of God. It's not, let me rephrase it, our time was yesterday. Our time was yesterday. I worship you, O God. But before we go on and shake each other's hands and tell each other how beautiful we look, we got to finish off with this last song to express all in one word who our God is. To express in one word who our God is. If there's anything that I've learned since January 24th, I've learned to offer up my God praise even when I didn't feel like it, regardless of what was handed to me, regardless of what was handed to me in the natural. Sooner or later, we got to know we got to go out fighting, man. We got to go out fighting. We got to go out fighting. We cannot remain the same. I said it earlier and I'll say it again. If I got to be the same next week that I am today, I'd rather go home. But his word is settled in heaven. It cannot be any purer than it already is. That's all we got to cling to, nothing else. We go out swinging. We go out swinging. And we all make it. We will all make it. The best advice somebody gave me the last 2 or 3 months of my life was when Pastor Bronk said, you handle this out of your spirit. Not in the natural. Not out of remembrance, but you handle this trial and this tribulation out of your spirit. Guess who lives in my spirit? God Almighty, through the person of the Holy Ghost. Are you crying because you're sad? No, my friends, I've never been so happy and content in God my whole life. Never, not even close. It's come at a price. It's come at emotional battles. But he is the end result. He is the end result. Just give him praise before we go into halftime.